I know what it's like to have a finger near your butt. Here's an intro. Hi, how's it going? It's the Team August podcast. Okay, go.
Hey, guys, what's that?
What's what?
Shut up. No one asked you.
What's dirt?
Debt. You said what's debt. Debt.
Oh, what's debt? I get you. Fuck you.
I'm telling you all about debt. Once upon a time.
You want to save it for
when
the podcast?
You're from America.
I live a lifestyle that I couldn't afford.
I live life in the fast lane.
So you know what? I said to myself, I think if I pay my rent and that check doesn't bounce, I can bounce every other check because who gives a shit? Right?
Right? Right. No, you're right. That's 100% right. That's America.
Pay your rent. You go to the grocery store. You can't go to Walmart anymore because they know your checks are bad. So you go to Smith's. This is before debit cards were the thing. Back in 2006. When everyone was still really suspicious about debit cards, which I also used for fraud.
this is beautiful.
This is the worst. Like, and then I had to stop going there, so I started shopping at Macy's. Don't be confused like I was when my roommate said, hey, I'm going to Macy's. Do you need anything? And I was like, get me a shirt, you know? It's a grocery store.
Oh, I hate that.
I know. So I went there, did the same thing, and then I was like, you know what, I really want a pizza. So I'll write them a check. So I had to start ordering from two different Papa John's because one made me stop. Oh.
Yay, yeah. Ryan.
You want to hear more about debt, Ryan?
Do you want to save it for the podcast so we have stuff to talk
horrible.
About?
Horrible. Just awful. Who else wants to share a story? Dwight?
I have a story, but again, maybe we should start the podcast.
Started the podcast.
I never did the intro.
So I'll fix it later.
You can't just add an intro.
Yes, you can. Here's an intro. Hi, how's it going? It's the Team August podcast. Okay, go.
So you just want me to put that right before the debt conversation?
Bam.
Okay.
Welcome to the podcast.
Well, there you go. Right, 93. Go. Okay.
93. Go.
All right. No. No. What do you mean? Don't tell me go.
Do you have a podcast story about it?
Oh, yeah. Well, yes, I have a story about debt, and it's awful. And I just, not so recently, it was like 6 months ago, I paid it all off. And it's been awesome since.
Congratulations. That's a great feel. I'm not there yet at all. Not even remotely, but that is awesome.
Yeah. It's weird to hear you say that and not be sarcastic. I know when you're not being sarcastic now. I feel like we've progressed as friends.
I'm glad. Tyler's good at knowing when I'm not being sarcastic.
Yeah?
A little bit. A lot of it.
Awesomely mean, but anyway, go on.
I had a credit card that I originally was only going to get. This was back when I was about 18. Was only going to get a $300 credit card, use it for gas, pay it off every single month, etc., etc. Good way to build your credit as a kid. But when I signed up for a credit card, they were like pre-approved for $1,000, and I'm like, awesome! I'm gonna buy an Xbox. And so I bought an Xbox on it. And that wasn't really that big of a deal because I was paying it off or whatever, because I wasn't really using it for gas at that point, so it was like the same either way, you know. So I was paying that off or whatever, and then I started dating this one girl whose name was Carissa. I forgot for a second. I had to remember. And it was basically just downhill from there, and it just kept piling up, and before I knew it...
I remember you talking about her. Go on.
And then it was $1,500 on that card, and I was getting charged like $80 extra every month or whatever. Yeah, it starts going crazy, and it was awful. Like I had to either choose to pay my car or pay like the credit card that month, and I just sort of ignored it. I said, you know what, fuck this. You know, I can't deal with this right now, and put it in the back of my head. And you know, of course, it keeps coming back and back, and the phone calls don't stop. And it was bullshit. But then. Once I started doing the YouTube thing and I started putting my mind towards paying that thing off. And then when I had like $600 left on it, I just said screw it for 2 months and then just paid it off in the next 2 months and two big old chunks and I was done. Tore up that fucking credit card, and when I got the little bill, or not bill, but like the paper in the mail, it says like, you know, your debt has been cleared, you know, you owe nothing. I'm like, yes! Thought about framing that thing for a while, and I was like, why am I going to spend $8 on something that's about me spending too much money on things? So, it was awful. But guys, every kid out there who's thinking about getting a credit card or wants a credit card or something like that,
come see me.
Seriously think it over, because it's something that can get out of hand extremely quick, because you just, it's a swipe of a card. You're like, oh shit, I can get things without having the money? At the time?
I can worry about this later? No.
It's awful. So if you do get something, stay on top of it. Never let it get out of control. And honestly, I think the rule of thumb was like, don't, even if you have a credit card and you're going to buy something on it, have the money ready to pay it off.
Yep. Or at least, 70% of it or something like
70%
that?
70% of it or something, yeah.
I agree 100%.
Yeah. But if you are, like, credit, America runs on credit. I'm not sure what it's like over there in Australia, Rai. But if you don't have credit here, well, you basically can't get anything. Like, you can't even get a cell phone.
I don't have a credit card.
Yeah, Sarah is the one on the cell phone, because I have to pay a $400 deductible because my credit's so bad. I'm working on it. It's going the right way.
Finally. Yeah, that's the thing, is like, just, you gotta just start putting motions towards doing things the right way. Like, mine's fucked up right now, and I know it, but that's okay. You know, once I start getting this whole life thing figured out.
If you wanna see your score, you can go see it at any Wells Fargo for free.
I don't wanna see it. I don't wanna be sad.
But you have to see it so you know where you're at, where you can trend up to.
No. Because there's no way for me to improve it right now, so what's the point in seeing it?
You gotta know where you're at. It's free, that's why.
I know where I'm at. It's low.
I know. It also lowers your score more every time you bring it up.
No, this one's free. It only hits one credit bureau, so it's not a hard hit. It doesn't affect
what?
It.
It goes down every time you look at it?
No, it can go down every time you look at it.
Why?
It does.
Because that's how credit works. Like, every time you go, like, let's say you apply for a credit card, your score actually goes down a bit for applying because it's dumb like that.
I don't know
the right reason, but it's how I do
you,
it.
Can I tell you something? I have worked at a bank for almost 2 years, and I don't know how it works.
Your credit lowers when you actually go to, like, apply for it, when you, but you whenever they pull credit, up your credit.
That's not necessarily true, Jose. It can, your credit score can change. It can actually go up when you pull it up. Credit is magic. There's no science to it.
Credit's a lot. None of the credit makes sense, dude. Like, I don't have a credit card.
You started zero. You're like, oh, you got 500. Well, thanks, but what can I do? It's terrible. I can't do anything with that. You should have just given me zero.
So you can understand how credit system works here. I have a cell phone through credit that I didn't even have to pay a deductible. I got a car through my credit, but I still can't get a credit card. You tell me.
Yeah.
Like, perfect.
Sarah, okay.
You tell me.
Okay. So Sarah has like a personal loan, the house, and we can't finance furniture. Fucking furniture? Like, are you kidding me?
You're like, I have a place to put it. Come on.
God,
I don't. Damn. It doesn't make sense. Like, I sit there and like, I'm like, really, really.
I sit there all the time with people and try to look smart, and I don't know, and there's no way to find out because I don't work for a credit card company and they don't share. I can't. People come in and they get so frustrated because I can't help them with their credit cards. I'm like, Visa keeps that stuff to themselves. I can't help them.
It's so sad, though, the fact that I have all these other things on credit, and then when I want a credit card, nope. And I pay all my stuff on time. Like, and I even pay more. Like, on my car, I always pay extra.
Crazy. So, I know.
That doesn't really, cell phones never
that
late.
Actually, paying extra doesn't matter, so I wouldn't even think about it. It's the fact that you're paying on time that matters.
I know, but you think that the
grace period they give you at dealerships and stuff, you know, is only a grace period from their fee, not a grace period from your credit hit.
Anyways, I only got like $3,700 left on my car.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think I'm car about the same. So bad.
I have
I've
one
got
more
less
year.
Than 1,000.
My car's paid off, but it's gonna explode.
I didn't have a loan for my car. I bought it.
Shut up. I don't want to hear you.
All right, you want to buy me a car?
No.
Well, okay, wait.
Dwight, please. So, fine, you want to buy me a car, Ry? All I'm asking is a computer. It's like $500. Come on.
maybe later.
All right, good. Maybe. Go on, Dwight.
I was just about to...
Contracts are binding in America.
I was going to bring up the fact it's like buying a car isn't any different than doing the loan thing, because what if he bought like an older car? Like, my old car cost $1,800. I bought that thing. I didn't get a loan for it. So just because someone said they bought their car doesn't, you know, mean anything.
Yeah,
unless you paid like $10,000 for it or something, right?
That'd be with like cash.
You paid $7,000?
Son of a bitch!
Outright? Fuck you, dude.
Yeah.
All right, everybody hate on Ryder.
This whole Skype right now does not like you. I'm just letting you know that right now.
Lived in the ghetto.
We kill the beast.
I'm like, I bought my truck for $1,000. Yeah, I think I spent $1,500 on my truck, and that was paid in cash. And, like, I was broke as shit. Like, I got the car, and I was like, well, the plates will have to wait. Yeah.
So it's my fault. Invite me to a podcast, and then you start talking about money. It ain't my fault.
It's Ryan's fault, sort of. He works at a bank. He likes talking about money.
I talk about money all the time. That's what I talk about. I'm sorry. That's my life. Holy shit, man. That's
so
funny, Ryan.
This is completely unrelated, but I was looking up how to get to the Metreon or whatever in San Francisco just now, and I was looking at the Google Map thing from Manteca to there, and I thought that it said this route has trolls, but it said this route has tolls.
Holy crap!
I looked at it for a second, and I was like, oh shit! I legitimately got scared. I was like, what the fuck? There's trolls out there?
Did you go into your GPS and say avoid trolls?
No.
You don't want to run into any of them.
That needs to be a real app.
Yeah. Don't cross any bridges. I'll go trolls on.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I got a big old bridge I gotta go across.
There's
lost under that one.
But you gotta press avoid trolls, man.
No, it's not the Golden Gate.
I said it's the Bay Bridge.
Oh. Yes, the Dwight Highway. Dwight D. Eisenhower Highway.
Oh, I'm like, you're dumb.
Nah, I'm going across my own highway. It's cool.
I'm sorry. It's the Dwight Highway. Stupid Dwight. Get off your ferry horse and get down with the rest of the world. Okay, good. I found the article I want to read, everyone, that I found at work today.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that was a thing, but all right.
I don't know how cool it is, but it was on Google News. So, Time Warner Cable, Chief Technology Officer, Irene something or other, says... You don't really want gigabyte speeds offered by Google Fiber and other high-speed providers.
Yeah, I read that article. Well, I read a different one, but I read the one about that. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, they're making up your mind for you.
Don't tell me what
I when people do that.
Yeah.
Money because your industry's dying because of pirating?
No, their industry isn't dying from pirating.
No, I'm talking about Warner Brothers.
Oh, yeah. They are.
See, you're getting your own back now. First you talk about money, and then you talk about internet speeds.
Yeah.
Look, Ryan, let me tell you something. If we want to bring you into this podcast and insult you the whole time, you will sit there and enjoy it.
No.
With a smile on your face.
Be happy to be here, and you're lucky you got that dog, and that's why it looks like it's about to get, you know, cuddled to death, because it is adorable.
Mm-hmm. I am adorable.
But not Jose's is just awful.
Mine's a little brown.
It's underpaid.
Mine doesn't have papers, I don't know.
Dog papers.
It looks like you're across in a very rapid fashion. Let's be honest.
Oh, I read a small article about Mexico recently that they've confiscated a truck that had a compressed air cannon attached to the back of it that was shooting 15 kilo sized packages of marijuana over the border into California.
Like a marijuana catapult or like a
it was
like
a cannon. It was like a giant potato gun, but it shot 15 kilos of weed over the border.
That's that great.
And it was powered by another car engine. It's fucking as funny as shit.
They're just testing that so they can load people.
They're working their way up.
They're learning how to use tools.
People are next.
That's dangerous. So yeah, go Mexico. Learn how to make things.
You did it.
That's just the start of their space program.
About space.
What was it called? NASA?
Where is Alex?
Alex isn't here. He's asleep. I'm assuming he's asleep.
Dude. Mars 2018.
Dude, check this out. Speaking of space, Axe wants to send people to space.
No, hold on a second. No. There is a multi-billionaire who is financing a trip to Mars. They're not going to land on Mars. They're just going to rocket around it because there's like a window of the planets aligning and it only takes 500 days there and back.
That's like a year.
It's quite a bit more.
That's like almost two. Don't I?
Nah.
Very good. Your math is great. Nobody tell them.
All right, Tyler, I hate to tell you this, but I bet you have perfect vision because you usually need perfect vision to go into space.
Oh, balls.
I know. It's heartbreaking.
Can I go? I have perfect vision.
You don't need perfect vision.
You can't go anywhere. You're in a prison.
What?
What do I?
You don't need perfect vision, but you don't. You can't have, like, fucked up vision. Like, you gotta be able to function without glasses.
Yay.
He's blind out of his right eye.
Left.
Left eye, see? It's my right eye, actually.
The one you look at. Not the one you look out of.
It's pretty horrible. It's like one glass could be like hipster glasses, you know, they don't really do anything, and the other one's obviously necessary.
It'd be funny if, like, there was, like, really big magnification on his left eye, but, like, there's nothing on his right. So when you're looking out of his left eye, it's, like, super big.
That's actually how it is. They give me glasses, there's glass that does nothing in the right eye, and then the left eye is like this thick prescription, and I'm just like, oh, gosh.
It's pretty sad.
They give me one contact prescription for my left eye. Not even for my right eye.
That's awful. Well, maybe, like, does everything cost half as much?
Yes.
Well, there you go. Looking on the bright
really
side.
I'm complaining about the contacts, but the glasses, it's kind of ridiculous.
Get a monocle.
Oh, see, you're the type of people who can actually make use of monocles.
I wish I could use. Yeah, I could get a monocle. Tyler, let's get matching monocles.
Okay, I'll wear my vest with the little, like, chain watch.
Yes, me too.
Okay, I'm down.
I don't know where my chain watch is.
I need a monocle to go with my pipe.
Oh, I need a pipe. I need one of those e-pipes. I'm all about man. Not E like the drug, E stuff. Sarah's been smoking those E cigarettes, and I'm like, it is the future.
Yeah, Nick's been doing the same.
Sarah, I just bought her this one that was like $200. It was on sale on
Groupon. Is it the liquid ones?
It was on. No, you didn't have to do anything. They're rechargeable. You just buy the card.
Is it the liquid?
It's all vapor. Yeah.
No, no. What I'm saying is it okay? The cartridge you load, is it actual like a liquid cart? Is it liquid or is it actually like a looks like a little piece of paper that you load into
The cartridge is disposable. It's a screw-on piece of plastic.
Yeah, you got to find the one that are actual liquid, dude. It looks like you can see liquid inside of them.
The future is not loading it with liquid. The future is Sarah just pulls that thing out of her pocket at random moments and just starts smoking, and it looks like a cigarette.
The cartridge ones are the older ones. The liquid ones are the newer ones. The liquid ones are better. I'm telling you.
Dude, this one's like brand new.
I know.
Regardless, who cares what kind? I want an e-cigar. It looks freaking and I have poker nights quite often, and I think it would look pretty dope, because we don't smoke in the house. But the e-cigarettes don't leave odor. It's the future, man. Now every time I see a science fiction movie where they're smoking actual cigarettes, I'm like, I'm not buying it. People going into space with lighters and matches and shit, that's just dangerous.
Let's Pluto on oxygen as we're breathing it.
Wait, yeah, I'm breathing that.
That's just asking for... You guys smell that? It smells like smoke. We haven't had a fire in days. They start their mission. Who wants to start a fire? They all just pass out. Die.
What?
It's like...
Right here, next to the air vents.
That episode of It's Always Sunny when they're in the back of the U-Haul and they start the fire.
Oh, yeah. They're...
They open the back and they just pass out. Oh my god, what happened? Oh shit. That was funny.
That's a good show.
Yes, it is.
I haven't seen it.
Tyler, monocles, man. To monocles.
Mm-hmm.
Monocles.
I could use a good monocle. Where do you even buy monocles these days?
The Google.
Yeah.
Amazon.
Yeah, Amazon. Go to the Amazon.
Amazon. Yeah.
I have to go to South America? Ah,
I just like the way he says it. It's adorable. And it's his dog, too, I'm looking at. Need to get off this.
I am fucking adorable.
You're fucking somebody adorable?
Mm-hmm. There's a monocle.com.
No, there's not.
Yeah, there is.
You shut your whore mouth. There is.
Looking at pictures already.
What? I'm going to monocle.com.
You're what?
I'm going to monocle.com.
I haven't seen a monocle yet.
Stop to look at some pictures.
What?
It's. What?
Did you not just share a link in the call?
No.
Yes, he did.
No.
Thank you. Yes. No. Just trying to like play me off here. Somebody link it. I can't find it. I can't spell.
Mono call.
Just link the goddamn thing. Learn how to spell on my own time.
There. Linked.
I already found it. That's not the link.
Apparently, it's something called Global Briefing. Covering international affairs, business, culture, and design.
Okay, there we go.
It's a magazine.
There's no monocles on this front page.
I know, that's what I said. I haven't seen a monocle yet.
I think this is a bold-faced lie. I think somebody's led us astray. Who was that?
Even...
Tyler?
It was me. I said there was a monocle.com.
He said monocle.com, not me.
I say we blame it on Tyler.
I see.
Yeah, so do I.
I blame the man in prison country.
There's a site called The Monocle, but it's an American steakhouse and seafood restaurant.
That you must wear a monocle to enter.
In D.C. Oh,
that looks delicious.
It's in D.C.? I could actually probably go there one day then.
I could actually probably go there one day then, perhaps.
Rarely have
we all could, to be fair, Tyler.
I don't know when, I don't know where. But sometimes
none of us are banned from DC except for maybe Jose.
There may not be a terrorist attack.
That was mostly hinting at the fact that my...
Tyler, here's what you got to do. I just found this website, and they have a buy a pair, give a pair, which doesn't make sense because they're not really pairs, right? Oh, no, these are for glasses. Go back to the monocles. Here, Tyler. Monocles.
I'm listening.
Actually, it's a monocle.
Warby Parker.
$50,
man. Just go to warbyparker.com.
Warby Parker.
You get just all your minkies.
Crafted in a perfect circle with just the right amount of grip. And give. Wow.
Oh, man, they're using the tortoise shells.
Man, that guy has a fucking sick mustache.
You can't have it for both eyes, dummy.
Oh my
eyes
god.
Monocle, not monocles.
Yeah. Oh my god. I'm going to put my hair in cornrows for work one day.
Please
That's
don't.
How long my hair is.
What? These are only $50?
I know! I just want to buy one, that, even if it doesn't have a prescription.
It says prescription, though.
I know! I just gotta. I don't know where my prescription is. I think both my eyes are a little bad, but one's definitely better than the other. Yeah, I could without... Okay, yeah. Okay, let me take my glasses off. That'll help.
It's 3.7 furlongs.
Oh, yeah, my left eye is definitely better than my right eye. That is for
what
sure.
The, who measures in furlongs?
What's a furlong?
Like, seriously, look at it.
I'm guessing it's a unit of measurement.
Okay, now we gotta figure out what the fuck a furlong is.
I'm already on Wikipedia.
1.16800 meters.
It's okay. Let me tell you. A furlong is a measurement of distance in imperial units and U.S. commonary units, equal to 1/8 of a mile.
Customary.
Equivalent.
customary units.
Shut the fuck up.
No,
equivalent to 22 yards.
220. To put your glasses back on.
Get your monocle, son.
660 feet, 40 rods, and of course, 10 chains, because, you know, that's how I measure things. The
oh,
exact
yeah. That place is about 45 rods down the road. They make a right and take about 7 chains, and you're right there.
And, yeah, if you go a furlong, you've gone too far. Guys, that's our new way. If we have an office, if people are like, "Where is your office?" We'll give them that address, but like directions. If they can find us, we'll give them a prize.
That's awesome.
And if they don't, they'll probably die.
One chain equals 66 feet.
One chain equals 66 feet. Right. You really want to fuck people up in Australia? You should start talking like that.
Using
our measurement system is better, I think.
Is it furlongs? I highly doubt it.
Oh, not better than furlongs. You don't use furlongs either.
Furlongs are part of a mile. That's how a mile came to be.
What the fuck? When you type in furlongs into Google and then hit space, it autocorrects to furlongs per fortnight. Who are these people?
People like us, man. People with too much time on their hands. At least we record it.
I think these are the people that use monocles.
It does. I even spelled furlongs wrong and it corrected to per fortnight.
Traveling at speed of 1 furlong per fortnight.
I have no idea what you just said.
Oh my god.
Oh, furlongs per fortnight is a speed. Like, that whole saying is a measurement of speed.
Like a mile per
said.
Yeah, like a mile per hour or 1 furlong per fortnight.
Yes!
Which is very, very slow.
Which is very, very slow, it is, yes.
A furlong per fortnight is 10 miles an hour, apparently.
No,
this furlong per fortnight. Over 2 weeks. That's like, it says it here.
That's over 2 weeks?
Yeah, it's 0.000372 miles an hour.
Oh. It's nice.
Oh, you got
it. Yeah, that is
what the
so
fuck?
Like, so it's a snail.
What if they had cell phones back then? Like, how far are you? Oh, I'd say I'm a few fortnights out now. What are you talking about? You only look like a couple miles away.
Imagine if
my ox is the fastest.
Said that.
My ox is
that's
sick.
That's how pilots gauge speed in aircraft.
My ox got malaria.
Absurd. That seems like... Are you serious?
What?
What are they...
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are traveling at a speed of 15 million furlongs per fortnight.
I'd ask you all to fasten your seatbelts as we re-enter the atmosphere. I think Ryan is dying. I should call Sarah and make sure he's okay.
Oh, man.
Oh, right, right. So it was just the best. I gave him out here like the boop boop. This is your captain, Rai speaking.
They're cruising at a very steadily 15 million fortlong per fortnight. Furlongs per fortnight.
Yeah, approximately 1,000 furlongs in the air.
Everything is furlong based.
Fun fact, 15 million furlongs per fortnight is 2,500 meters per second.
Here's about meters. Give it to me in miles, dog.
One furlong is 660 feet.
On my podcast, talk to me about meters. You either bring it to me in fucking furlongs, or don't bring it to me at all. Sorry, go ahead. Mm. Sometimes you just gotta go at it, you know?
Yeah, one furlong is 660 feet.
Yeah, we know that. I read that to the people.
No, you didn't read... Wait, was it...
You didn't
Oh, you
it.
Had all of them in yours, didn't you?
I sure did.
Yeah, but you kept fucking it up. You said 22 like, yards, and then you said 660 feet.
I said 660. That's not wrong.
The 22 yards thing was wrong.
Holy cow.
You didn't have to bring up my right.
1,000 furlongs is 125 miles.
Point. What?
1,000 furlongs is 125 miles.
Oh. Ooh.
You were at 1,000 furlongs in the air?
You said it, you dummy.
Pretty sure mm-hmm. planes are higher than 125 feet.
No, miles.
Miles, oh. That makes more sense. I'm pretty sure they're not that high either.
100 miles per hour is 268,800 furlongs per fortnight.
Give it to me in rods, man. Give it to me in rods!
A rod is a unit of length equal to 5.5 yards.
Who needs that?
What?
How many yards? I have two. So I have two rods, so that's 11 yards. That's a good number, right?
Yeah,
sure.
Two rods, 11 yards.
They have rods per mile.
How many?
I don't know. Maybe they don't. It's not telling me.
Google's not telling you?
It's not.
I'm going to kill myself. Bye, everyone!
100 miles per hour is 32,000 rods per hour.
Who uses these measurements?
What is that in chains?
Let's see.
God damn it, what is a chain?
Chain is 66 feet.
100 miles per hour is 1,000 or 8,000 chains per hour.
Damn. I'm going to change my meter in my car to say furlongs per fortnight.
You get pulled over. Excuse me, do you know how fast you're going? Well, sir.
About 30,000 furlongs per fortnight?
According to my speedometer. It like says it. Hmm. That was some good times talking about measurements. What's a nano fortnight? 1.2096 milliseconds.
I am nano fortnight.
0.36 rods tall. Huh?
A lot of rods.
That's only 0.36. So it's not even a full rod.
Oh, you're small.
Yeah. That's okay, though, because what I lack in height, I make up in girth.
Inches.
Inches?
Dummy.
No.
No. Well, I lack in height, I make up in inches.
Dummy.
You guys all talk at the same time. What?
Hey, Dwight!
Yeah.
If you're thinking the same thing as me, then it's...
What?
What?
Go ahead, Ray.
Said if he's thinking of the same thing as me, then it's what you lack in feet you make up in inches.
No.
Oh.
Okay, then.
No. I said height.
That's why we were laughing. He said girth.
Yeah.
Not height.
I said height and girth.
Whatever.
Whatever. Shit. Did you guys check out the picture that's linked on the Furlong thing? It has a thing for rods, too. And an ox gang is 15 acres.
Ooh, an ox gang?
Ox gang. Vergate is 30 acres.
That is a weird-looking ox.
And a curricate. Curricate? Probably curricate is 120
that thing
acres.
Has a face.
Yeah.
I'm uncomfortable and I'm exiting the window.
Okay. It's going to haunt you in your dreams.
I'm sure. I think it's behind
History
me.
Of Sussex.
Who's having Sussex?
File usage. Under file usage, there's History of Sussex.
Sussex? Has...
Sure. 0.38 roads.
Talking about the That's Warriors?
Sure. Let's click it.
How tall are mine furlongs?
Guys, look. Here's a toll booth that uses furlongs.
For money now?
No, measurement.
It's a sign, not a toll booth.
It says up top, dummy. It says toll booth, and there's a toll booth there. That toll booth is using furlongs.
No, the toll booth isn't using furlongs. The sign is using furlongs.
That's semantics, Ryan.
It's not semantics. I'm looking around the toll booth looking for furlongs. It's on the sign.
Yeah, the sign. Yeah, the sign that's owned by the toll booth.
Is it even?
I bet it's owned by the road.
I like how they put zero furlongs for one of them.
Yeah, I know, right?
And it's still 148 miles.
Yeah. Nah, that's zero furlongs away, man. You're like right there.
How is that possible? How is that possible? 160 miles is 2 furlongs.
Listen, Ryan.
It must be one hell of a drive, man.
It is. It's crazy.
What if there's a speed limit?
Oh, I see what it's saying. It's miles and then... Oh, gosh.
And then how many furlongs it is.
And then how many furlongs past that mile marker is. Because a mile or a furlong is, what would it say, 1/8 of a...
Right. It would be like your destination is 1.2 miles.
Yeah.
But, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, it wasn't making sense to me either, but...
Okay. So it's...
The speed limit is in furlongs per fortnight.
It's 39 miles and 2 furlongs.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, 39 miles and 2 furlongs.
To pack
a mile, or 39 miles and a... A half, right? Fourth.
A fourth, yeah.
Hey, go fractions.
39.4.
Yeah. This makes sense. What if they kept going, like, with rods and, like... Be dangerously specific.
And 16 chains. And... Oh, man.
And 1 king's foot.
I don't like that.
This is my height in furlongs.
Yeah, I'm so interested. Let me take a look.
Yeah, everyone's interested.
How tall are you?
6'4".
What the fuck are you?
Brittany must have seemed like a little baby to you.
Yeah, he was very small.
Brittany's like 5'8".
God, man. What do they feed you down there? You got threatened.
It's like kangaroo meat, bro. It's good for you.
Makes your legs longer.
It makes you taller.
I'm really good at jumping, too.
Yeah, there you go.
Do you have to get higher? Like, why are you good at jumping?
Can't you just climb like everything?
Why was that? You're already tall. People already ask you to do things, then you tell them, oh, I can jump high, and they're like, oh, cool.
Oh, that's nice. You can go higher than what you're... Okay, well, you know.
Not only am I taller than you, sir, but watch me jump you.
God. I'm mad at you right now. Don't talk to me.
You have better internet speeds than me. That's the only thing you have over me.
I have what?
Maybe not the only thing.
Freedom.
Internet.
Freedom.
Freedom.
Not like our freedom. You got a special kind of freedom.
Has eagles? Pretty bitchin' yeah. Eagles, too.
Isn't that the way freedom's supposed to be enjoyed? With eagles?
Yes. Yeah, to and answer furlongs? That question, yes.
Furlongs. We don't celebrate with furlongs, Tyler. Don't bring that up.
So, I want to bring up an interesting fact that's not interesting at all. Did you guys know that Wikipedia had a shop?
What?
Buy, what like, you facts. Buy?
No, you can buy, like, shirts that, like, have the Wikipedia thing on there. Like, one that says, I edit Wikipedia.
Oh, dude, I gotta have that Wikipedia. PJ chain.
Oh, I want that Wikipedia Timbuktu messenger bag.
Timbuktu, huh?
Timbuk.
Yeah, y'all make fun of me because I can't speak.
Because I can't say
because I can't good. Speech.
Wikipedia pens? If you use Wikipedia, how often are you using a pen?
To sign your internet bills.
But it's only $7.50. Get your credit cards out, guys.
Man, these little lapel pins.
I don't have credit cards. Cool. Did you miss like the earlier question one. About my credit? You fucking asshole.
Oh, that's a wiki note. My bad. Looked like a Wi-Fi button. You just turn it up, and then it's Wi-Fi.
Who's going to tear up your Wi-Fi?
No, turn it up.
Turn
like,
it
there's,
up!
There's what's a lapel that? Button there that looks like a Wi-Fi signal, but just turned on its side. So you just turn it straight up, and then it's Wi-Fi.
But what no, are you talking about?
In the lapel pins here. There's one over on the right there, near the, like, I don't know, fourth from the right, fifth from the right, however you want to look at it. It's called a wiki quote.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's a Wi-Fi symbol just turned on its side.
Dude, I would turn that shit up with Wi-Fi.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, I would have to have a mobile hotspot, so we'd be like, you got Wi-Fi? And I'm like, I got fucking Wi-Fi. And they're like, oh my god!
Then you punch the person and run away.
I'd be a hero, man. I'd be like, that's $10. They're like, oh. And I grab the phone and I'm like, bitch, that's $10 fucking dollars.
Awfully mean.
Fuck you, man. They just use my Wi-Fi. I pay for that shit.
Oh, man. They're $5 each.
That's expensive for Wi-Fi.
Well, for a lapel pin.
Still expensive.
One-time cost, though, unlike Wi-Fi.
What do you know about Wi-Fi, Ryan? Don't come in here.
Do what? You have? Is we there have public Wi-Fi anywhere there, Ryan?
Yes.
But does it work, Ryan? Does
it's
it
still
work?
2013 here.
Okay.
Whoa, what?
Are you sure?
We understand that, but, you know, your internet's still slow.
Yes, but we you have guys, Wi-Fi.
I'm saying, do you guys have public Wi-Fi?
Can I ask you a real
yes,
serious
we have public question? Wi-Fi.
Is it better than your home internet?
No.
No?
No.
Oh.
Assuming you like me, like coffee shops and fucking
yeah.
airports and shit. Yeah,
well,
they
yeah,
have
I
Wi-Fi.
Think, I want to say it's a world like sort of thing that all airports have free Wi-Fi. At least to an extent, I think.
I don't think it's free, dude.
No, yeah. No, I'm pretty sure it is.
I don't Almost think so. Every,
yeah. I mean, some I'm saying to an extent. Some places, it'll only give you like 30 minutes.
Yeah,
but
it's like that.
To some extent, I think there is free Wi-Fi in all airports.
If you have a business class ticket, you get unlimited free Wi-Fi at the airport.
Yeah, you love your business class, don't you?
Mm-hmm. It's wonderful.
One of these days, I'll take a business class trip to business.
To prisoners.
I
took a business class trip to see fucking Brenny. That wasn't business.
Sure it was. It was Australian business.
Australian business. You know, my coming back to California means your ass is getting whooped into shape, right? You know that's bad, right, for you?
Wait, like, what
not
type?
Physical. No, not physical shape. Don't worry about it. No, let's not get out of hand, okay?
I'm just trying to, you know...
Business.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Business is gonna go down.
He's gonna whip your ass.
I'm okay with that to the extent that I'm able to do.
You're gonna do what I tell you. No, I'm just kidding.
Did he cut out, or did he just stop talking?
I just stopped talking.
Okay, all right.
Waiting.
I was really confused there.
64, but it's impossible to control without a 64 control. Because of the way it handled.
You're trying to what?
With, like, C-sticks and the Duke Nukem. It's impossible to use the wrong kind of control. Anyway, sorry. Go on.
No, I wasn't going to say anything. But no, I'm fine with that. And especially if you guys do come back sooner, because that'd be even better. Then I don't gotta wait 6 months. Or more.
Desperate.
Huh?
So you're sounding kind of desperate.
A little bit. Everybody's going away. I want more people to come back. Or for me to go where they are, but I just can't right now.
Don't come to New Mexico! Don't have to cover. I'm so glad I didn't lure anybody here when I first thought it was...
Almost. It was pretty back and forth for me. I almost went to Austin.
If you would have come, it probably would have changed a lot, though.
Maybe. I do have that sort of effect on towns.
We would have had some social... No, I didn't mean the town. I meant our experience in this town. Oh. We could all relate together, and we can still talk to somebody really intelligent.
But yeah, no, I almost moved to Austin. I almost took a job at AMD. Yeah. But I kind of decided not to. I don't know. Texas is hot. Jose, how do you deal with that?
You get used to it.
He has that big ass.
That's head. It. Like, it's... that fat room. No, it's just... You get used to it. Like, it's normal.
It's hot here, too.
It's like, once it's hot, like, every day in a row, you're just like, well, fuck it. Like, we've had the 102, 103 degree weather for, like, month and a half straight. And you're just like, all right, well, fuck it.
I envy you, though, Jose, because you have humidity. And I know you're like, fuck humidity.
Well, no. Texas doesn't have that much. Like, Miami had it. Miami was awesome. If it was, like, 100 degrees in Miami, it was humid, and it was, like, this weird, like, heat. In Texas, it's just straight fucking, it's slave heat. Like, it's fucking, dude, you just get buried in heat.
You know, I'm in Albuquerque, I'm a mile high. I'm so close to the sun, but it's a fucking desert. It's not fair. It's hot all the time. And if it's not hot, the sun's just blaring down on you.
Yes. It's like, hey, what's up?
There's no escaping it. Like, it snows, and the snow is gone. I mean, it snowed like a good, probably 4 inches overnight, and it was gone by the time I got out of work. Just, it's incredible. It's just, it's awful. I never want to live in the high desert again. I want to go back to my sea level. Dwight, let me come home.
Come to California. The weather's great here.
Sea level, man.
It gets warm sometimes, but it's... You know,
I'm not going back to the valley.
No.
Nope. I'm staying in the Bay, man, where it's nice and cool.
It's expensive in the Bay, though.
It's true, but it's expensive everywhere. I might as well live somewhere nice.
I guess.
We want to live in Santa Cruz.
Santa Cruz would be nice.
Yep.
Santa Cruz would probably be the better situation, in my mind.
Yeah. Or around there, like in the surrounding outlining cities.
Live in, like, Capitola.
Yes. Yes.
In the toy town.
That's actually our, you know, where we want to go.
I like that place a lot. I don't like driving there, though.
Yeah, but if you lived there, you wouldn't have to drive there.
I know, but, yeah, I guess, you know, whatever. I guess I don't have to go back to the valley too much.
Yeah, there's not much. We got to just bring Terry with us. You two could live together.
I'm sure he wouldn't complain.
He doesn't complain.
Actually, we're able to... afford living down there, for sure.
Yeah, and then you guys come over for dinner on Sundays.
Sundays?
I don't know. Why not? Sarah could cook like a roast.
Sunday.
Why not Saturdays?
Sure, Saturdays. Well, we could do the podcast together and just call everybody else.
Yeah. That'd be a lot easier. And it's a lot easier for more than one thing. It's much nicer having a conversation with people when you're in the same room with them. The conversation flows better.
It's frustrating, though, when you're not in the same room. And I think if there were more people in the same room, it would be better, because then if there would be more conversation. Because when it's just you and Terry, it's kind of like you guys kind of get lost for a little bit in your own world. But I think if there's more people to keep everything stirred, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess.
You with me?
Yeah, I get it.
We need more people. More people together. Everyone needs to come to Seattle. That's our goal, Dwight.
Seattle, yes. Where it doesn't snow, hopefully.
Not often.
I like it here.
Every time it snows, Dwight, I will drive you wherever you want to go.
Sounds like a plan.
I get up in the morning.
Every snow day, I'm going to be like, yes, I can kill Ryan.
I get up in the morning, I'm like, yeah, I'm not coming in today.
You ready for this motherfucker?
Relax, we won't be working anywhere by then. I'm like, God damn it. Sarah, I got to go. I got to start shoveling. I got to go pick up Dwight. Hey, Dwight, where are we going? Oh, I have a list of things.
Oh, where aren't we going, Ryan?
I've been putting off for months now.
I have so many errands to run.
I have to go to Kaiser. God damn it. Yeah, so we're going to do it. Right. You should just come anyway. I don't care if you like it there.
Do I need to, though?
I mean, the answer is yes.
Why?
I don't know. We just like you. you in the butt. Well, Jose does.
I'm not too moist. I can stay right here.
Right where it's hot and dry.
Yeah, you can come where it's moist.
And I get paid a lot.
They get paid a lot more than we do.
Dude, I'm about to go to fucking Australia. Dude, fuck this.
No, you're not. There's no internet in Australia.
I don't even give a fuck. Dude. I'll get paid.
Play well there.
I don't care. I'll get paid.
I think if it was like a major town like Sydney or something like that, I'm sure the internet would be a lot better.
Sydney's expensive.
Yeah. Well.
You want to learn about debt? Go to Sydney. Bet you.
Yeah. That's where all the Australian celebrities live.
That's where all the famous people live, you know. Who? Yeah. Like, what's her name? Does she have a house there? Nicole Kidman?
Nicole Kidman. Hugh Jackman.
Dude, okay. Can
there's
I say
a few.
Something? I got a little mad crush on Hugh Jackman. He is a handsome man.
Yeah, he's pretty hot.
Yeah, right? Thank you.
He's
okay. So we're all in agreeance then.
Okay, he got voted sexiest man in like the world twice.
Twice!
A magazine of some kind.
A magazine somewhere, I don't know. It's run by teenage girls.
Who cares? They got the right ideas. Yes. Right, we'll have to talk about this later. They don't appreciate him.
Who? Hugh Jackman?
Hugh Jackman.
Let's just have a private conversation about Hugh Jackman.
Alright, it's Hugh time in the morning. What's Hugh with you?
Yep. So I recently discovered that one of my old coworkers laughs like that.
Really?
Especially when she's been drinking a little bit. We had a poker night. We were in the garage and somebody told a joke and we were all just sitting there, all of a sudden, and I was like, what the fuck?
She got that roll going.
So I told my boss, who is her roommate, about this. And she told her. And now they just sit there and, like, laugh at her.
It's not a mean thing to do at all.
So funny. Oh, yeah, like, we all are so nice to each other all the time.
I know, right?
God damn it.
I'm always worried when, like, outsiders come and talk to us. Ryan's been around long enough to be hardened to it, but like
I think Kat kind of. I'm sorry, Kat, if I offended you.
Yeah, maybe I was. Kat was one of the people I was worried about doing the thing. I called him a faggot, pretty loud when we were talking about. Well, it wasn't like. It was when I says like I have a PS3, you faggot, you know.
Oh yeah, that's right.
You know,
right.
So
I remember that.
Yeah.
You know,
and then, like, afterwards, like 10 minutes after that, it actually hit me. I was like, oh, shit, I just yelled at him pretty loud. It's like, he's not part of the inner circle. Is he going to be okay with this?
It's hard.
He seems to be fine because we've been talking and he's fine with it, so.
I really
All right, good job,
he's
Kat.
Like creating this death shrine to you.
If I have the money, I'm really gonna try to buy a PS4 as well.
Yeah.
I think it's time for me to get back on the PlayStation.
Well, I think all the companies are going to be going into a better direction with all of their stuff anyways, because the experimenting, I think, is done. Like, they're going to go to things that people that are very popular now. Like, they have the DVR thing. They got live streaming. They're going in the right way.
Right.
In the right direction for things, so.
So there's a rumor going around that Microsoft might announce in April.
It's all speculation.
I hope they don't.
They're gonna.
I hope they just... No, the smart play for them is to own E3. What does Sony have to show? Here's the PS4 again.
They could show the console.
Well, they could actually show it.
They could actually show it, but that's just hardware. You know it's inside already. Ooh, look how pretty it looks. Here comes Microsoft. Here's our new shit you haven't heard anything about. Who's going to win? Microsoft will take it again for another year. I consider E3 a competition. I don't know if anybody else is with me.
Well, no, it is. That's exactly what E3 is.
Microsoft kind of, no matter what you say about how much time they spent on Kinect last year and how much time they spent on Smart Glass this year, both those things were pretty revolutionary in their own rights. They could spend a lot less time.
Dude, I love Smart Glass. I fucking use that shit all the time because I'm too lazy to get my control.
I computer too. Like it's revolutionary in its own way.
I need to rant about Xbox, which I'm sure a lot of you who follow me on Twitter and are active on Twitter already know about. I signed in, or I turned on my Xbox for the first time in like 2 months.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, your potato raper.
Fucking, I get a message after an update that says Potato Orgy is no longer an acceptable username.
No!
I don't have... Well, actually, I have it here.
But Potato Raper is just fine.
Okay, no. This is exact words that I get here. After 6 years of having Potato Orgy on the Xbox Live network, in accordance with Xbox Live policy, the gamertag Potato Orgy is no longer allowed. Please change your gamertag before playing on Xbox Live. So I had to change my name. And aww. I was very hurt by that because I've had it for so long. I understand that if they want to block like new people creating their stuff, but this is what I'm known about. This is my name, you know.
You should call.
And
cry, man. I know.
Anyways, so I posted that up, huh?
Call them and tell them they're ruining your business.
So I put that up on Twitter and I said I was very sad and I tagged DMZilla, who's a community manager for Xbox Live. I tagged him. He hasn't said shit about it, so I guess it just went by, you know, in his feed. Anyways, so I was really sad about that. So I'm going through, like, new things, right? And I was like, okay, well, I need a new name. And I tried to just get Potato. Obviously, that didn't work out. And then Spencer was like, try Potato Rape. And so I was like, oh no, that's already taken. So I'm like, what about Raper? And I put it all in caps and it worked. So I'm now Potato Raper on Xbox Live, which is completely better, apparently.
You're Potato Orgy, man. Don't ever forget it.
Oh, I'm not going to forget it. And everybody that I play with online will not forget who I am either. They will know.
Because
things got very serious for potatoes online now.
Well, it's because raping's a little bit more nicer than orgies.
How? An orgy is all consenting.
Orgies
it's a party.
Is that orgies involve multiple people, okay? They just want to keep it back to the whole simple, the wholesome one.
Listen,
and two.
I'm not stopping at one, Jose.
No.
I'm not stopping at one, Jose. This is a problem now, and I'm going to make it a problem.
Do you know why? Jose's wrong. I know exactly what it means. You see, potatoes are clones of themselves. Technically, that's incest. And so you can't be doing potato orgies, but if somebody's raping a potato, that's fine.
No, it's the other way around.
No, I don't think so.
Potatoes
don't have rights, Dwight.
Not yet. I'm gonna start a revolution.
Deal with it, man. But if the goo had his way, potatoes would have all rights. I'm just being the devil's advocate. You know.
Of course.
The church supports you, Dwight, in your quest for greater orgies of the potato variety.
That's good. I'm happy. That'll do for now, I guess.
That'll do. That'll do, pig.
You could have did the whole, like, your Wii or your, like, Nintendo account. Could have did Potato Party.
Potato Party is my Sony account.
Oh, it's Sony? Really?
Yeah, Wii doesn't have...
Oh, that's right. Like, Wii was like, it's cool, don't worry. Your name's Orgy. It's fine.
No, the Wii, you just got numbers. We didn't go with the username thing. They were just like, oh, you want to go online? Give your friend this friend number.
Oh, yeah, they did that Wii code crap. Yeah, but you can still have, like a name, like your sister, your console had a friend thing.
Could you even see when your friends were online on that piece of shit?
I don't believe so, no. Oh, wait.
Hey, man, text me, and we will make sure we are online at the exact moments together.
Just trying to keep you have a real connection with people, you know?
Like back before matchmate, like lobbies, where you just kind of like hoped you got in the same group as your friend.
Or when you had to type their IP in.
Yeah, and get them on your side.
You still haven't accepted my friend request.
When I went on there yesterday, I didn't see it, unless you're not Rai Rai.
Captain McRai Rai.
I didn't see it at all. It deletes it after a while. Jose, check out this picture I just posted.
Okay.
That was in town a long time ago, back in October. Some guy named Jose Hernandez, right? And then that second picture there, there's a cardboard sign taped to it that says microwave oven, $20.
Nice.
That guy knew how to sell.
Holy shit, a microwave for $20?
And then there was this right to the left of that on a thing. And it says, Chucky Smith will steal and lie and rob you of anything you own, I think. This
Dude,
is
I
my,
like,
our town.
I just like the little face on the top. Like, it's like screaming. Do you see it? The little piece of metal. Like, on top of this structure.
Which thing are you talking about?
This last picture. The last one?
What?
If you look up, there's like...
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. The two bolts and, like, the thing up on top, yeah.
Oh.
I zoomed in. Chucky
Smith!
Like, oh. Burn, bitch! Oh, my God. See, I don't want to go back there. I know exactly where that...
That's where the Long John's was. Now
I know where that is, Dwight. You don't have to tell me.
That the thing behind it, though, is La Estrella's. Fucking the best Mexican food ever, dude.
Which one?
It's amazing. The place behind that took over Long John's.
Dude, the best Mexican food is in Chili's, all right? Because Mexicans actually cook there. Authentic Mexican.
Tell me that things in Texas are more Mexican than things in California. Please.
Yes.
Please.
Yes.
Please, please. Yes.
You can't say that, Jose, until you eat Mexican food here.
Yeah, dude, please, don't.
Look, in Texas, it's bean-tastic, okay? Everything's great over here.
Yeah, well, over here, it's cheese-tastic.
Texas don't integrate.
Yeah.
Californians do. Trust me.
Unwillingly.
Yeah, you gotta get out there and try some of that shit. And I need to get out there. I need an In-N-Out burger in my mouth right now.
I can go get some of that.
We got that. You got to take me to that taqueria by Manteca High behind the Bank of America, the green one.
No. I'm going to take you to that place. I'm going to take you to that place in that picture.
You're not going to take me to that place?
I'm going to take you to that place.
What's another place? Sarah likes the taqueria.
I know what you guys like because you like what every old fart in town likes because those have been around. There's new stuff here. And it's really good.
All right, take me there, Dwight.
I will. I said that's why Sarah's going to.
You're going to pay? Cool. No, I'm just kidding.
Seriously.
It's like $7 for like more food that you'll ever eat.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
Challenge accepted.
The one by Manteca High behind the Bank of America, it was $3.50, and you got this burrito that probably weighed a pound and a big-ass Pepsi.
I didn't actually go that part of town a whole lot, so I don't know the place you're talking about.
It's by the railroad tracks.
Okay, that doesn't narrow it down. Manteca is just all railroad tracks.
It's behind the Sherwin-Williams by the Bank of America. It's on that road that goes diagonal. I think it's Yosemite. Or the road before.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Is Green. It in like the middle? It's that corner one?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, okay, all right. Yeah.
Straight
yeah, yeah.
Eagle by Manteca High football
I'm not
field.
Actually 100% sure if that place is still there.
That wouldn't surprise me in the least.
Yeah. I don't know. Next time I'm going down Yosemite, I'll check it out. Give you an update.
But Sarah probably won't want to go there. She said it was gross, but I thought it was delicious. I love their beans.
Beans.
Love them beans.
It's funny because like Sam really misses Mexican food too.
New Mexican food is just not the same. It's a different part of Mexico, and it's just. It's not.
It's the new part.
Where the culture of the food comes from is like a different part of Mexico than where Californian Mexican food comes from. You know what I mean? It's like part. You can't really place an American food.
It's the east side of Mexico.
Yeah, it's more east and more north. But in a lot of California, Mexicans are from Baja.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's just different.
I don't like Mexican food.
That doesn't.
You probably haven't had real Mexican food. You haven't good ones. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like saying I don't like kangaroo meat, probably because it wasn't kangaroo.
It's like kids
probably
from Utah,
horse.
They don't like Mexican food.
Kids in Utah don't like Mexican food?
No, when they say that, it's because they've never had good Mexican food.
Oh. Okay,
well, Australia has good seafood. I don't like seafood either.
Mm. How do you know it's good then?
Of seafood.
Because
oh,
it's like
my.
Fucking renowned.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I'm gonna get a fucking sourdough bread bowl with clam chowder inside.
I didn't know you liked to eat throw up.
You like to eat throw up? What do you mean by that?
I don't know. I'm not a big fan of clam chowder.
I'm gonna eat fucking. Crab and fish. Being landlocked is the worst feeling. I would only live in Chicago again because the lake is so big. And it feels like an ocean. It's a major city and you can get fresh anything.
See, that's another thing. Like, Texas would be weird for me. I don't know.
Not landlocked. Texas, you can get to the ocean.
Yeah, but...
It's huge, though.
I don't feel like it'd be the same.
It's got plenty of room for Jose. Right, Jose?
They don't like me here.
Why didn't you agree with me? Asshole.
So, Jose, you've been gone for a while. Why don't you fill everybody in on where you've been?
Where have I been?
Yeah.
Boy, I've been at work. The end. Next question. That's it. I've been working, dude. A lot of work. I've been working, and then I've been just coming home. And then...
playing a lot of WoW.
Exploring a lot of fingers, you know what I'm saying?
Ah, yes. Okay.
I got some shit coming out, Jose.
No, I've just been doing my own thing for a bit.
Yeah, you put out a video.
Yes,
yeah.
I did.
A WoW video.
Yes,
you
I did.
Taken down.
I put multiple videos.
Multiple?
Wow, multiple. There's multiple videos.
I'm going to get on that right now. I gotta go take
videos. And they're actually doing pretty good. I'm actually like really glad.
What's your channel, Jose? What's your channel?
Really?
It's probably He Play, I assume.
It's He Play Cheat, yes.
I'm assuming. I just kind of wanted you to say it out loud. Selfless plug.
Dumbass. Yeah, Ryan does this thing where he helps you plug your own stuff so you don't seem like a jackass, Jose. Now you make Ryan look like a jackass for not knowing anything.
Right. Thank you for noticing what he's done.
I'm picking up what you're putting down. I'm scooping what you're pooping. I'm here for you, Ryan.
Oops. <I'm scooping>. Really?
You have no idea. I'm like, I'm the one to say that in the right context.
You used it perfectly. Here you go. This is for you. This is beautiful.
I made a new catchphrase. Because we were online, one of my coworkers in New York, and she's like looking at Broadway plays, and there was one that's five lesbians eating a quiche. And so I was like, "Man, did you see that? He was on that like five lesbians eating a quiche." So I'll just randomly like yell that at times during the day because I'm so bored that I just want to gouge my eyes out. So I have to like mull the monotony. But holy shit, who makes a play called that?
I don't know.
Somebody.
Jose, you said you put out multiple videos? I only seen one in the last day.
I want to go back to the scooping what you pooping, but
okay.
Continue. No, he has multiple videos. I'm trying. They're getting
month? Within the last month. Views. You put out five.
Yes, that's multiple.
Yeah. Well, I thought you when you said multiple, I thought you meant like within like the last week or so.
Oh, actually, I have one that I'm probably going to try to squeeze in tonight to upload.
Well, there you go.
Yes, I'm trying. It's a little work. I mean, but it's they're getting there, man. I mean, like some of my videos. I mean, they're not like massive views, but I mean, on my own and just being wow, they're getting like 300 plus.
Yeah, which is fine. I mean,
which is a starting point.
Yeah, I was gonna say you fucking start somewhere, man.
It's a good starting point.
Yeah, it's just being consistent, which has been my problem lately. But you know, I'm trying to actually. Huh?
Enjoy this vacation.
It's not a vacation, man. It's not that I'm not doing work, though. It's just different work that I can't make videos about, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, today I spent, like, 6 hours of my hardcore, and it's not anything I can write home about. It was just me, like, mining and collecting shit to get ready for the next episode.
Right.
God damn, Jose, I'm watching this video. It's nuts.
Yeah, I was watching it, too.
Fucking tornado going shit. Down.
Yeah.
I should mention, Jose, I should have probably told you this a month ago, but I had a month of WoW that I was on for a bit.
I don't check.
I was on Dora.
You.
Huh? You don't
hold
believe
on,
me?
Hold on. Where's you can check my... You 7 days ago. What?
Yeah.
You're on Dora the Explorer?
Yeah. I was checking him out.
Oh, man. That's crazy. Because I know I looked at Terry and it said like months, and I was like, oh, and so you, 7 days ago. Look at you.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't really do anything. Good. I was just rolling around. I got like 2,200 gold. I don't know how much that's worth anymore, but it was a lot when I had it. Yes.
I think like the flying you need for the new zone is like fucking 2,000 gold.
Goddamn.
I'm sitting at like 26,000 gold right now, and that's because I went broke like last week. We were playing this game where you just do slash rolls and you do the amount, and then basically the one who has the highest score, the lowest score has to pay the highest score the difference. So like if you roll the 500 and I roll 200, I would give you 300 gold.
Mm.
And yeah. we started doing big dog rolls, and we did 10,000. We were doing slash roll 10,000, and I won a couple, dude. I actually got all the way up to like almost 35K. And then the losing streak came in, and I went from like sitting at 35K, and I literally had like 70 silver at the end of the night.
Holy shit! Why did you stop,
dude? I was like, YOLO, fuck it. We were just laughing.
I was like, YOLO, Warcraft.
No, that was like the whole thing. We were doing it for fucking laughs and stuff, and I was like, ah, whatever. And I mean, it was last week, and then I was like, well, I guess I actually got to try now to make money. And I've been doing fine. I think in a matter of a week, I've made 26,000.
It's not nice. Bad. Well, I don't know really, but it sounds so not bad.
I'm back to where I need to be. Like 26,000 is where you have spending money to like buy extra stuff and not really worry about it. So I'm perfectly where I need to be. Like if I actually applied myself more, I could probably make way more gold. But it's too much work.
Yeah.
But no, this the WoW stuff is good. It's good. It's we're making still getting the videos going. I got the newest video just posted. Is very Jose, very nice. Yes, sir.
Say when I build my new computer and if I buy WoW, will you teach me the ropes again?
I will teach you. It's a lot to learn though, dude. WoW.
I played WoW before, and I was addicted to WoW for quite some time.
I'm not gonna lie, dude. If you played WoW back then, dude, you're gonna come back and be like, this is the easiest thing ever.
Okay, that's
like,
good.
If you remember WoW when it had like that 60-point talent tree, where there was just
like that though,
there was like a million things to go into, and then like that's where you. But that was good because you could see who was bad and who was good.
See, I'm not good at that kind of shit. Like that kind of shit just kind of irks me, you know.
Like I like that out. That's gone. Yeah, like now, basically everything you need, you will get when you level, and then there's like basically special talents in the talent trees. You kind of like. It almost goes the same for everybody. Like the level 15 talents are like all about mobility. the, you know what I mean? It goes like that. Like the 60 talents are all about, you know, CCing and stuff. And it's like, they made it really simple where like you have what you need to do damage. And then
I mean, if I can get it before I build my new computer, I'll play with you then, because I think my computer could handle it. I mean, I had an older computer called WoW, so I'm not worried about this one handling WoW.
If you're going to come back, I mean, I can... I mean, do you still have the account and all that, or...?
No, no, I'll have to get a new one, which is fine. Oh, dude,
we'll do refer a friend. We'll hit fucking, like, 80 in, like, a week or less.
Okay.
Probably less. I mean, if you spend the time to do it, you could hit 80 in, like, a day or two.
Well, I mean, I don't have all the... You know, I have a pretty serious job, but
no, that's why. I mean, me too. Like, I can't. Like, if I was an employee, dude, oh my god.
For instance, Wednesdays I work 12 hours, and I play the role of a teller, banker, and I end the day closing the store as the manager.
Trust me, I'm always busy. Like, I actually have to work in a couple hours, and I got to double.
Yeah, I don't go until noon. Thank God.
I got to go down to like 11 or so. So it's not too bad, but I'm doubling. But I kind of fucked myself because they were like, hey, you want to work prep on Saturday? And I was like, oh, boy, do I. And I realized.
You sound really white at your job.
Oh, boy. Well, you remind me. Did anybody watch Weeds?
Yeah.
Did anybody see Weeds in this room?
No.
God damn it.
I've seen a couple episodes. I haven't not that much to know people's names.
There's this guy, and he goes and sees his friend who's black, and he works at a bank. And he's talking to him, and they're talking to him like a couple brothers, and then like one of his coworkers is like, did you get those papers for me? Not yet, Jim, but I'll have them by Monday. And the guy's like, looks at him, and he's like, not yet, Jim. You want to go watch some hockey? Like, that's just what that reminded me of.
But I screwed myself because I'm basically going to work from 11 a.m. or so to about 12 a.m. And then I got to be there at 7 a.m. Oh, so I'm dude, probably going to get like 5 hours, and it's Saturday, so that means the truck's going to come. There's going to be a lot of prep to do. I'm just going to be very mad. On a plus, though, my manager's going to bring me a six-pack.
That's good.
Yeah.
Six-pack of what?
A beer.
Soda pops?
A beer.
Balls. Some of them soda beer. Pops,
Because I worked on Wednesday for him. Like, he texted me like on Tuesday, and he was like, dude, I'm in a bind. I need someone to work. Can you do it? And I was like, yeah, dude, no problem. It's fine. I don't mind the extra hours. And he's like, thank you so much. I'm going to buy you a six-pack. I was like, well, I like Guinness, so there you go.
Have fun paying that $15.
Yeah, I told him Guinness extra style. Like, it's gonna cost him.
Yeah, that's what I like.
We need say, what's the most expensive beer?
Can you come to me?
We need to just sit there and drink.
I'm going to give you the biggest hug when I first see you. When we all finally get to be together, it's going to be a real bromantic moment.
Oh, I forgot I burned myself. Shit.
You gotta be careful, because Jose scared me the first time I saw him.
Really?
I was like, oh shit, black man.
I came up to him, I was like,
he snuck up behind me, and he was filming. I thought I was gonna get jumped, like one of those videos on YouTube. I'm not afraid of
black. You're like, oh god, my 2 seconds in Las Vegas.
2 seconds in Las Vegas, and I'm on YouTube getting my ass beat.
Could be worse. I don't know how, but sure.
I do miss Vegas. I'm not a big drinker, but I really like the environment. It was fun to walk around.
I like drinking. I had a beer in my hand the whole time.
Yeah.
It was great.
I might
great.
Get some of those, like, I should have gotten more of those, like, smoothie things that you were getting. Because those were
dude, those good. Things are great. Those things are great, dude. Oh, my God.
Just don't taste anything but smoothie, and you just get fucked up.
It was good. Jose got one before we even got into the elevator of our hotel the first time.
That's why I discovered I love tequila sunrises, because it just tastes...
It really doesn't, though, Ryan. I've had a sip of yours at your wedding.
I was drinking double tequila sunrises, okay?
Like, dude, that's what mine was. They were like, you want a double? I'm like, boy, do I. Like, it was...
Why are you so light sometimes?
Dude, Jose, this place charged you just for two drinks. Like, that was their price for a double. But it was my wedding, so I was like, yeah, fucking double. Like, and I had two shots. One
yeah,
in each hand,
like,
while sipping through a
too.
Straw of my tequila sunrise. It was good times. While Tyler stole Brutus's car to make out with his fiance. You heard me.
What a chat.
What was said was said.
We all knew. He thought he could fool us. They come back with the hair all ready. I'm like, oh, you would.
I wasn't fooling nobody.
You engaged couple at a wedding. I wonder. Sorry, Taylor, I didn't mean to put you on the spot, but you're married now.
Well, shit.
I want to go out for a day on our anniversary. You want to come?
You want to what?
Let's go get a hotel for a night in Tahoe. A whole bunch of us will relive the experience.
Just dude, me?
All I know is PAX. PAX is going to be the one where, like, we need to be ready.
There's so many people in Washington that I can't talk about it.
That narrowed it down.
Yeah, so we're doing...
Hey, that was big enough where I could be talking about Microsoft is there, and I want to take
you said there's things that we could do in Washington.
Tell me where else you could take a tour of Microsoft.
There's a whole lot of legal things you can do there, okay? That's all you gotta know.
You all guys right. are just not helping your case at all.
We are trying to be legal, law-abiding citizens when we go to Washington.
I would actually love to take a tour of Microsoft.
Back me up, Jose. I'm not talking about anything illegal, am I?
No, sir. Nothing. We never do anything illegal. We follow the rules.
Not currently engaged.
We never do anything legal? Is that what you just said?
I said illegal.
We don't do anything legal, ever. We never.
Ryan. I'm going to just take a second here. Did you see that picture that, Jeremiah uploaded?
Who?
Not too long ago? You'll know. Just click that link.
Okay, hold on. I'm playing Smash Brothers.
That's old, man. That makes me feel real old. Because I don't know, I don't see any of those guys anymore, but that's exactly how I picture all of them.
Dude, I know these guys.
I know you know these guys. That's why I'm telling you. Tyler may even know a couple.
A couple?
Do you know them all?
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, well, there you go. I don't know your friends, Tyler.
My friends are your friends. I thought we were cool, man.
Right, I'm putting in a memo.
What the fuck is your problem, man? You apologize to me.
No. To you? Why is this about you now?
No, you apologize to me, not me.
No.
You apologize to skinny me right now.
No to both. Deal with it.
The church is no longer behind your quest of potatoes.
Yes, they are. You have too much money into this.
It's true. It's true. We can't back out now. You know what? We're just going to fire the Pope.
I hear he's already leaving.
Yeah, he quit. I have a lot of respect for that, actually, to be honest with you, but not the time nor the place. Can't be talking about other religions on the podcast. Anyway...
Ooh.
What else is newsworthy? What's going on in Australia? Anybody get murdered lately? Probably not.
When I went to get my PC, I stayed in a hotel and there was a murder. What?
You got murdered while you were in a hotel?
Yeah, then the alleyway next to the hotel, there was a murder scene.
You say it so nonchalantly. Does that happen a lot?
Yeah, like now I thought Australia was... That's New Zealand, let's say.
Ryan.
Australia is like ghetto, right? What?
Did we tell you about the guy that Baguette saw die at your wedding?
Yes, you did.
Okay. Yeah, that was awful.
Talked about a podcast, I think.
Did we?
I think so.
Oh.
I haven't heard about it, so probably not. I'll listen to the podcast.
Okay, well then, go ahead. Is this appropriate?
Excuse me, what?
We probably shouldn't talk about it on the podcast.
No, not really. Basically, I didn't see it, but Baguetta came back in, and apparently an old man fell over or something in the lobby of the hotel we were at.
Well, yeah,
and I guess he cracked open his head or something. We don't know if he died or not, but he definitely wasn't moving.
Oh, no, that was somebody else that saw somebody die. I'm sorry. I was thinking of a different story that we may have talked about, but maybe not on the podcast either, about Derek seeing somebody die.
Oh, no. No, I don't know that one, so.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't know.
Yeah, because, you know, he went off on his own for a while with a friend.
This is a story relating to the murder I was near.
You were
found a head on.
No, in the murder? Were you one of the victims?
Okay. They found a head on a beach.
A head on a bitch?
A beach.
you just razzing your berries.
I'm just adding to the picnic.
Are we all just going to read this right now?
I'm trying. It won't load. My internet's being slowed down just because I'm trying to stir something Australian. alleyway? That's a dirt field, bro.
Yeah, no, they found the head on the beach, and then they found the body in the alleyway.
Okay, that makes more sense. I was like, that's not an alley. Is that what you consider an alley? Because that looks like a dirt field.
Yeah, you know, an alley, there's sand, there's ocean.
An ocean? It's just between you and me. It's an alley. It's a couple furlongs. It's nothing to worry about.
Just a couple furlongs down the alley. And then you'll find the head.
Shit, right. You crazy, man. I watched a guy get shot on my mission at the by the bus stop. He really got shot in the leg, though. But it's the kind of shit that happens in Chicago.
Oh.
Well, where I lived at that time, that's the kind of shit that happens.
But yeah, that's the only news in Australia.
Tell him about what your dad did.
I'm curious. Do you know?
What my dad did?
What's Ryan talking about?
Your murder rate. Like, is it low? I hear it's low.
Yeah, it's low. It's nothing compared to America's.
Yeah, well.
It's fucking America's full of stupid.
Yeah.
It's really just, like, certain parts of America, too. It's like, there's plenty of parts.
Indiana is a very small town, but it has the most murders per capita. It's, like, the most dangerous place. But it's so obscure.
And it's weird, too, because, like, I live, like, not even 10 minutes away from, apparently, like, one of the worst cities in all of America.
It's usually on the top. It's in the top 10 the last 6 years and worst place.
6,000 years, maybe.
It's number one. Well, it's been a nice place before.
But the thing is, like, I worked there for, like, years and years. And, you know, I went to college there for a little while and... I don't know. I could see how some parts of it would be pretty bad, but to me, it didn't.
That's the problem with Stockton. That's what separates Stockton from New York, Chicago. You don't know where the ghetto is. And that's what makes it such a dangerous place. Because you're in a rich neighborhood, you take a left, and bam, you're in the ghetto.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, Stockton, there's some, like, really nice areas, though. Like, the back half of Stockton is actually really nice.
But there's also really nice parts, like, in the middle of Stockton, like, where ex-NFL players live. And they're right next to a ghetto.
Mm.
It's just scary as shit, man. Stockton terrifies me more than like any other city I've been to. I grew up there. I think back and I'm like, God damn it. My dad's like, I have to go to Weston Ranch tomorrow for an appointment. Let's hope I make it home. It's at like 7. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Are you going to be okay?
In the morning?
Oh, at night?
Oh.
It's dark.
Does your dad have my number? In case he needs backup, or there's someone to like come pick him up.
He's a pretty big guy. I hope he's okay.
Yeah, I think he'll be all right.
He goes into much rougher neighborhoods than Western Ranch, but we, you know, living there, we have our own opinions about it.
Western Ranch is not dangerous. What are you talking about? Western People weren't killed there and buried in the park an inch.
Ryan, what'd you say?
People thought I got murdered in a park. For years, people thought that I was murdered in a park.
Who are these people?
Some kid named Ryan got murdered in a park while I was homeschooled, so they thought it was me.
Oh.
And then I came back to school, and they were like, dude, I thought you got murdered in the park. I'm like, no, I'm right here.
Did you cry when you said it?
No.
No.
You don't cry at school. You'll get ridiculed, Tyler. Some sort of mama's boy!
You okay there, Jeff?
Are you gonna be okay? I mean, do we need to? I don't know. Call a doc? Do we call a doctor? His wife, maybe?
Ryan, just let us know. Are there jackals in the courtyard?
No, there are no jackals in the court. We can't tell anyone about that. Or Tyler.
I can't tell anyone.
That's. Anyway,
moving on.
I don't know. Is there anything else we need to... Oh, right. The thing about your dad, about him driving? The story that you told me the other day?
About the sheep?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, my dad's a truck driver. Yeah. My dad's a truck driver in Australia, and they drive big trucks with, like, 3 or 4 trailers on them. And so he was a... Hey?
I said, fuck laws, because you guys are actually free. No, go on.
Yeah, so
Ryan, shut up!
Just listening.
He was lying. So yeah, anyway, continue.
They were driving through the outback and stuff, past farms and shit. And so he's driving along, and he sees a sheep at the side of the road, so he's like, oh. So he slows down a bit, makes sure it doesn't run out. And once he's confident it's not going to run out in front of him,
he...
I think he...
Don't leave me hanging!
The suspense!
Oh my god!
Sorry about that, was actually my dad walking in.
Oh.
So you want to
go? You talking about me? telling everybody about the sheep.
So he's confident the sheep's not going to walk out in front of him, so he puts his foot down again. And out of nowhere, a whole flock of about 40 sheep just run out in front of him. And he goes to slam on the brakes, and then he starts feeling the bumps, so he's just like, fuck it. And he puts his foot down. And he goes up. He says he thinks he killed about 12 sheep.
Oh! The murder!
And how many were injured?
I don't know. Lots. And so, yeah, he radioed the truck coming towards him from the same company. And the guy's like, right on. So he's just watching out for them. And I didn't tell you this part, Dwight.
Oh.
He, like, when he's coming up to them, he sees one, like, shaking on the road. Like, he isn't dead yet, he's just suffering. So he just lines up his wheel and nails it to kill it.
Oh my god! Murderer! There's your murderer!
And everybody had lamb that night.
And then, yeah.
And dinner was great.
And dinner was great, and shirts were great.
Yeah. They stopped and checked him, and they found, like, half a carcass, so they told my dad to check his truck, so make sure he wasn't dragging half a sheep around.
Oh my god. You heartless bastard!
It's only some sheep. They'll be fine.
It's a poor defenseless sheep. No, I'm just kidding. I don't give a fuck about sheep.
Yeah.
It's very unfortunate, but the thing is, animals are stupid, man.
Yeah, they just cut out in the front of the road. Yeah. And he kills kangaroos, like, daily. Like, 3 or 4.
Could you, like, send me some sort of kangaroo? Not the ball sack. I don't know what people's obsession is with ball sack kangaroos. I don't know, I had a conversation about it the other day on the phone.
What?
It was a big thing in our church for people to go to their missions in Australia in the, like, early 2000s. And they would always bring back, like, kangaroo ball sack stuff. Like, a shifter knob made of a kangaroo ball sack.
Oh, that kind
of
thing.
Wallet made of a kangaroo ball sack, like, leathered kangaroo ball sack. And I'm like, why ball sack? Like, you couldn't get, like, I'd rather have, like, shifter knob from a kangaroo's pouch, you know? Like, when the, like, why are they ball sack?
You can shift and store stuff.
That's why it doesn't work that way. Don't be stupid.
It's a pretty tiny kangaroo.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You okay? Did you see a kangaroo?
I was running full speed at Fox, and all of a sudden he just had the hammer, and I just got blasted. Sorry. Anyway, go on.
No, oh.
Well, go on to what?
Yeah. Continue where we weren't going.
Yeah, we weren't going anywhere.
I was done.
Oh, man.
The sheep are dead. It's over.
Yeah. I've been playing a lot of Euro Truck. I think that's why we were talking about
it. Yeah, that's why we're talking about trucks.
Yeah. A lot of Euro Truck Simulator this week for me. I got about 18 hours in that game already. And
what?
Yeah. Hauling a lot of stuff. No big deal. I got my own truck. It's a man truck. That's the company. The company MAN, man. Pretty cool.
It's a man.
I saving up to start my own company. Spencer just started his, and he hired his first guy. His name is Valentino.
Why didn't he hire you?
Huh? He can't. There's no multiplayer in the game yet.
Oh, so you guys are just streaming, like, together? Like, as if you're driving, like, on different routes?
No, we're not streaming together. I've just been streaming. He's been playing alongside.
You guys should stream together as if you're, like, going down different routes. You should only talk in CB talk.
Well, there's this mod that these people are working to add multiplayer to the game to where you can do that. And, like, you can bring your friends in as employees for your company. And stuff like that, and have them drive trips for you and make money for you and stuff like that. That's really actually what I'm waiting for. I'm just waiting for that to kick off, because I think just driving down the truck with Spencer, like, see who can take, like, the same shipment the fastest.
Right.
You know? I think that'd be a lot of fun. With, like, the least amount of tickets. I get speeding tickets everywhere, man. It's bullshit. Or I get like stuff like light offenses. Like I don't have my headlights on because I can still see, but it's raining. And
you always like, got to turn them on when it's raining. I don't know about in Europe, but even here.
Well, yeah, no, I do here. You know, like my etiquette while driving here is much, much better, obviously. But in a video game, you kind of lose yourself. So.
Really? You do? I always take proper etiquette, even in all games except for Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, I'm sure, Ryan.
Tyler, tell them! I'm a great driver!
Yeah,
don't take proper etiquette in Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, they're too slow. I don't know why the cars in Grand Theft Auto have to go that slow.
But, yeah, no, the game is a lot of fun. I wish I had a steering wheel, though. I want, like, a clutch, too. I just want to, you know, be able to feel like I am driving the truck. Backing up is kind of intense. I'm getting pretty good at it, though.
Dude, I almost bought one of those, like the Xbox ones, for $50. I regret not doing it.
It's not a bad price for them. Did it come?
No, it was at a garage sale. It's where I bought my little pad and a couple games. Like,
oh, not bad. Did it come with pedals?
It would have. Yeah, it would have come with pedals. I should have bought it.
If it comes with a clutch though, for $50, that's a hell of a deal.
Yeah, it was everything. It was the whole package. It was the whole driving package.
Because the ones that a lot of them only come with the gas and brake. They don't come with the clutch.
Yeah, it came with three pedals.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and it was GameStop wouldn't take it from the guy, so he just sold in a garage sale. I should have bought it, but I didn't have the money at the time. It's when we were buying the house, like right before we were buying the house.
Okay.
So we were kind of penny pinching.
Yeah.
I mean, I still bought three games and a controller, but...
Next time I go... Or get some money. I need to go check out garage sales, see if anybody has any of that shit.
Yeah, I'm going to the flea market once spring hits. I love the flea market.
The closest one around here is what, San Jose?
No, dude, there's one in Stockton.
Is there?
There used to be.
Mm,
nice. I'm pretty sure there's one in, what's that city called? Fremont,
yeah.
It's a lot closer than San Jose. There is a sick one in San Jose that's like in where it used to be a drive-thru movie.
Yeah, isn't that the one that's like
huge?
It's one of the biggest flea markets in California or something. Or
it is, but there's other ones like around there. Each city usually has like a flea market. If they like, I bet Stockton's is at the fairgrounds. I almost guarantee it.
I don't know where that is.
By Martin Luther King.
I don't know where that is.
No, it's the street Martin Luther King.
Yeah, who is that?
No. You had all February to learn who that is. Don't say that.
February's over, bro.
Their month is over.
Not yet.
What are you saying, Vera? Your month.
It is over.
You got 30 minutes of respect.
Did you hug Terry at least once?
What did you say?
I didn't. No.
Said it's the first of March.
Go to his house and hug him.
Not for Dwight.
It is for me.
Not for Dwight. It is for me, too.
It's for me, too.
Yeah.
It's March 1st already.
I'm the last one.
Majority rules.
Dude, it's March Madness time, bro. That's it. Now the birthday's kicking.
That's all so exciting.
March is insane for birthdays, man. Everybody knows someone who has a birthday in March.
I don't know anyone that has a birthday in March.
You know really? Three people in the call right
my
now.
Brother who does.
Yeah.
Well, no, two people.
Of course I know. You guys are dumbasses. God damn.
Ryan, when's your birthday?
Isn't yours the 10th, Dwight?
Yeah, mine's the 10th.
Okay. Who else? Is Terry's?
Terry's is the 8th. Jose's is the 28th? 29th. Damn it. I was going to say 29th, too. I was like, no, it's not that far.
It's exactly a month from today.
Rabbit, I asked when your birthday was.
Mine?
Oh, May 16th.
May 16th.
Hey, my little brother's birthday is in May, and so is Sarah's.
And Alex's.
And Alex, that's true.
Yep. Tyler, well, you can join in. When's your birthday, Tyler?
December, because he's last in everything he does, such as his last name and his birthdays.
Except my middle name.
Yeah, your middle name.
When
do
they sort anything by the middle name?
Never.
That always happens, right? Because you and me would have been in exactly the same spot, which would have been weird for us, I think.
Yep.
But then I would have been ahead of you, because all my other names come before yours.
I don't believe you.
Really? T and W? You don't believe me, huh?
Nope.
R and
F. W.
Some of that dubs.
They made fun of me at work because I said W for Willis. And they started laughing at me. And they're like, what other letter sounds like W? And I was pretty sick at the time. And I thought about it about an hour later. And I looked at the guy who said it. And I was like, U sounds like W. Like, what the fuck? It's in the same word. So I was
that
kind
was
of
a, that was good.
Shut up.
Somebody hear you. Give him a cracker.
You should not look at pictures of cats today. Dwight, are you looking at cats?
No, I'm actually looking at bald eagles. Is that weird?
America.
Is that what Americans do in their spare time?
You gotta keep on top of your bald eagles, man.
All right, you have Grand Theft Auto.
I was gonna buy it right now. I was thinking about it's weird because the complete edition with the two DLCs is cheaper than just buying the normal game.
Yeah,
perfect sense.
Why?
I don't know. It's like when you go just to the store you. And the off brand's more expensive than the like brand. You're kind of like, what the fuck are you guys playing out here? What do you think I'm gonna
it's
buy?
It's organic.
This is quality stuff, man.
Well, Walmart, try again, bitch.
Right. That'll take you like a full day to download that game.
Yeah, now I'm sad.
It's like 15 gigs.
But get it, man.
I'm getting it now.
Play together.
Get it.
Mm. I want to play tonight. Dwight, you want to play?
Yes, because you are so... You want to play really bad, so I'll play.
I really do. I want to get a hold of Terry, too, and see if he's around again.
We'll try to do it now.
Oh, but my phone's all the way somewhere where I don't know.
Somewhere where you don't know. That sounds like a Gautier song. Is that how you pronounce the name? Is it Gautier?
Gautier? It's Game of the Year edition. That's what it is.
I don't think that's it.
Tyler, are you going to buy it?
What am I buying?
Grand Theft Auto.
How much is it?
I don't know.
30 bucks. For me. 30 bucks? 30 bucks.
Yeah, so probably 20 for us.
On Steam, then?
Yeah.
We're talking.
Yeah. It'll take you like a day to download, but you can play. We can play
20,
tomorrow.
Yeah.
Do you have a wired control?
No, unfortunately, I don't know what happened to it.
Kind of sucks playing on the
keyboard mouse.
I was surprised on how easy it was to actually play Euro Truck with the keyboard. Like, I've never played a driving game where it actually felt okay. That game does it pretty all right.
Dude, you should see me like obliterate in Mario Kart. I want my rematch.
yeah. You send me a text. We'll try to figure that out.
What, Terry there and his Yoshi ass bitch?
Actually, I do have Mario Kart. That's right. I finally got Smash Brothers for my 64, and
man, what the fuck? 14 gigs.
I told you that, man.
Oh, it's $30 still.
Is it $30?
That's just for episodes of Liberty City. It's not 13 gigs for fucking. The original game,
I know.
Too.
I know what I told you.
God damn.
Yeah. Oh, it's... Well, the thing is, Tyler, you don't need to buy the complete edition.
Okay.
Like, you could just get the base edition, because that's all we play.
That's for multiplayer.
Yeah.
He's the complete is if you're trying to do, like, the story.
Yeah, if you're trying to play single player and stuff.
Oh, gotcha.
Which, it's too late to do that.
Dude, so I don't know
really.
Why...
It holds up.
So I this came to me because I was thinking I really wish I could film Grand Theft Auto. I think I'd have a blast with that because I get to do whatever the fuck I want. But I don't know why I thought about it before. I want to film that stupid duck game that I was talking about a couple weeks ago.
Stupid duck game.
The Super Nintendo Donald Duck game.
Oh, right, yeah.
I'm going to do that next.
Maui Mannered.
Yeah, no, it's Donald Duck. It's Disney. I don't know why they said that because it says Donald Duck in a different one. It's stupid. Like, make up your mind, Disney. You can't just invent a new character.
You can't do
that.
They
can.
It's true. But I really want to play Grand Theft Auto, and I wish I could film it, because I really want to... Dwight, I have an idea that I think we should do.
Okay.
I'll talk to you about it.
You want to end the podcast
it.
And talk about it?
Yeah, sure. Are we had a good time?
I have no idea. I'm pretty sure we've gone on for like 1,000 hours.
1,000 hours.
And I doubt it.
About
true,
one furlong.
All right, everyone. Thanks for coming out to the podcast whenever
Thanks
you had a chance.
Thanks for staying in your house.
Guy probably listening to it on your way to work or something. I'm not a doctor, but I hope that's where you listen to it, because radio is boring.
It really is.
It is true.
They're not funny, and I don't know why they think they're funny. They just frustrate me.
I'm so angry at you. Okay, everybody, thanks for listening to the podcast.
Yay!
We'll see you next week. This one is on time and ready to go.
I'm 90%, and I'm here.
And Jose's here, finally, for the first time in weeks.
For the first time ever.
Since the last time where you had that amazing intro, which everybody loved, by the way.
Oh my god, I listened to that over and over and just...
Which, wait, the Spanish one?
I am here.
I introduced a lot of people to the podcast with that, because of that intro.
well, I'll make sure we do that again then.
Yeah. Sarah's brother subscribes to two podcasts, and we're one of them.
The time I called you tonight is the same time we do it every week, every Thursday.
Yep,
I'm gonna make it.
All right. Thanks, everybody, again. We'll see you next week.
Bye!